Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. We're here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. I love Saturdays because I get to talk to such interesting people, and I hope you feel the same way. We get to learn something, share stories. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Marian Evamy, who is with the Red Art Gallery. They're celebrating their 5th anniversary. Maybe get a few tips on how to hang that artwork perfectly. Also, Coach Carrie Brown is here to talk about reasons female entrepreneurs fail to make money in business with some great tips. We have someone who's very much succeeded in business topping off the show today. It's Jennifer Cairns from eGurus. You know her with Alan Perry on his show, and I've stolen her because I met Jennifer at a seniors event I was at, and she spoke so eloquently that I thought we needed to have her on to talk to our audience. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, it's great. And we're going to talk girly stuff, so it's it's totally different, and you have some really cool stuff. And I want to start first with you because we're talking to Coach Carrie about being an entrepreneur. Your company is huge now.
It's growing, and growing at a steady pace.
Tell us about how you started this.
Well, 8 years ago, I started a company called Computer Tutor for Seniors. I saw there was a niche in the market, and so I also wanted to have a flexible work day because of raising my daughter. I then, 3 years ago, brought on an investor and now have built my business as I have licensees that are tutors. So I've really made my business more of a business in a box, worked with a developer who is fabulous and helped me create my own web application. So I now have 4 tutors in Victoria, 2 in Vancouver, 1 in Kelowna, and Toronto and Ottawa.
Congratulations. That is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's not been like a steady right across the board. You've had many ups and downs, which Coach Carrie will talk about later. But what would you think your number one thing for succeeding is?
I think that you really have to understand that it's a roller coaster ride, and it can be up and down even within one day. You really have to put the time in and be persistent. And you have to also, I think, be willing to pivot your business and listen to who your customers are, what they're wanting, and especially in a technology environment. When I first started, there were not really even iPads on the market. I changed to eGurus Technology Tutors because they're not just computers anymore. There's all different devices. And what I was really surprised with is when I changed my name, how many people who are younger that also want help?
Well, I'm older and I need help, but you're absolutely right because, and I think we feel kind of like, oh, I don't know enough. And people are afraid to make advancements in life based on not having the knowledge. And sometimes it's very job specific and that can be taught. And I think that's important to know right now if that is an area you don't have confidence in, to talk to someone like you to come out and have a chat because we can't know it all.
No, and I mean, I always say I turn the key in my car. I don't know how my car works, but I go in and get help with that. And what I'm finding with the younger clients that we have, it is more specific. So one of my tutors, Tina, has worked quite closely with a few realtors to find apps that make it more efficient to be able to make your own open houses and videos and put them online and be able to sign documents digitally. And we have all these devices now that do so much, but it's knowing how is it going to work for me specifically? No shoe fits all. And what am I going to get the most out of it? And I think you can spend hours and days trying to figure it out or have us come in and say, hey, you know what? This is what you're doing. This is probably a really good approach. Did you know you could do that? And then everything just is more efficient.
Well, I know Alan, he teaches me stuff every week because it's like, oh, okay. But I think that's something that I'd like to get your help on because I think there's so many products all the time as a realtor coming in. You don't know which one's going to last, which one you should pick up on. So I think that if it's that application, there's a lot of realtors in town. I'm sure they could use your help.
Well, and it's also nice I have a variety of tutors. You know, they're not all male. And I think especially for females, I do get a lot of requests that they want to have a female tutor come in. And I think, you know, typically technology isn't really a female-dominated area. Whenever I go to even entrepreneurship programs, a lot of the businesses are not tech. It's nice to be able to know that, you know what, it doesn't matter whether you're male, female, you can do it, It's just sometimes nice having that choice. It's not so intimidating.
Well, and you're still smiling all the time, so you must really enjoy it. And I think that's part of it, mm-hmm. is knowing if you're suited to be an entrepreneur, if you're suited to have your own business, and enjoy a passion. Because mm-hmm. if you don't really like it, forget about it, right?
You have to have the passion. And there's certain, you know, there's certain people that can do it, and then there's other people that are great at running a business.
Don't compare.
Yeah, it's very, very different, but it's very, very hard work. When you see someone who has, you know, gone very far with their business, you may think, oh, you know, that's great. Well, there's a lot of sweat and tears, and I don't have holidays, and
that's,
you know,
right.
It
so
is.
If you
it's a
watch
roller coaster
Real Housewives,
ride.
Forget about it.
No, that doesn't even come into play for me.
Okay, I can't do that then. And now you were at the show in Vegas, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the products, women and technology, because you've shown me some great things, and there's clearly a big difference between what men and women want and what age of women. I have mm-hmm. a daughter who's 23, and compared to our sons, a big difference, and the products you're showing are incredible. I know she would lap them up.
Mm-hmm. So one of the products that I thought was very useful, we are always fighting for battery and charging our phones. Mm-hmm. So we interviewed one guy who created, it's called Zoo Belt, where it's a belt and the belt buckle, this is for men, that has a charger built into it. So they can charge their phones while it's in the pocket, and the belt is interchangeable. So it's a nice designer leather belt. He was taking off to the London Fashion Week the following week after we interviewed him. So you can interchange the buckles to get more wear out of the belt, but then you can charge it. So I was thinking, well, that's great. Now, you know, they're integrating fashion, but it's still for men.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I walked down a little bit further and came across a booth that was selling these portable phone chargers. And what they've done is actually created it that it's a compact. So it has a 4-time magnifying mirror, a light, plus you can also charge your phone, and they're not ugly. They come in, you know, a nice silver. They come in, you know, really
very
nice.
Cute. So you can scare yourself and charge too at the same time, right?
It all works together, yes. So I thought, you know, that was neat. The trend that I saw at the show more and more each year that I go is that the girls aren't just now there to display mm-hmm. and be the display models. They're actually the engineers and the developers, and they are creating products with a female twist. And we're seeing much more of that as far as integrating fashion, even with these Fitbits that we have.
And let's talk a little bit about Intel, because that's another aspect you were talking about that you met Reverend Jesse Jackson there. Mm-hmm. What is Intel trying to do with its workforce?
So Intel has pledged $300 million to have spent by 2020 to even out diversity in their workforce. 75% of the workforce is male. And so what they're trying to do now, and you will see there's a lot more coding for girls and integrating more of the diversity and the minorities to have access at younger ages to capture them to be able to go into the workforce and even having it as an option as a career. So they're pledging that, but they're even taking it a step further, and I believe that they're going to make sure that they're going to get in the workforce, but they're actually going to get paid the same amount of money. And you know, as a woman, mm-hmm. There's very few, I think maybe modeling is one of the only industries where we get paid more than men. So there's that. They're really trying to make a push for that. So
that's fantastic, because I think mm-hmm. people, if they're listening today and this is and hearing you and mm-hmm. knowing that there's great future in this and jobs that haven't even been created yet, mm-hmm. that you should go for it, because there are companies that are going to be right-minded to mm-hmm. do the right thing.
They're starting to really see the light. Yeah,
and I think it's great to these products, because it's amazing it's taken this long to really look at this, what the difference is for what people want to have, mm-hmm. the female population. Some of these products you were talking about, Fitbits, are so popular now. What kind of Fitbits would be different for some of the women that they're trying to design?
So the one Fitbit company, Misfit, that has recently teamed up with Swarovski crystals. Wow. So when we take a look at these Fitbits, they're plasticky, you know, devices, and there was a ton of them down there, wearable fitness trackers.
Oh, I bet.
Swarovski actually has now teamed up with Misfit, so it's more of a pendant. They have two, one that's a blue crystal that will solar charge, and then they have the clear one, and it's a circle pendant, but you can interchange it with very nice necklaces, with wraparound crystal bracelets, so when you're at work or you're at a function, you can still track what you're doing, but not look, you know, funny in this beautiful gown and then this plasticky device. So they're coming out with 9 different variations of how you can wear it. And they range from, I think with the first initial one's $170, and then you can just add the different bracelets for $70 to $120.
And they're out now or be out by Christmas next year?
The clear one will be out in March, and then the solar powered one, which will be awesome because you won't have to plug it in, that will be available in June.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Wow. More stuff to come with Jennifer Cairns, maybe talking about changing without having to go to a change room. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be a blessing. Back in 2 minutes.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
From the people who bring you value, it's Walmart's Big Brands for Less.
This time of year, winter seems to keep dragging on.
In a time where excitement didn't exist.
Yeah, so it's great that right now at Walmart, I can get big brands like Coke, Cheerios, Maple Leaf, and Huggies, all at guaranteed unbeatable prices.
One woman found value.
Whew, so many great deals.
Excitement now has a new name.
Yeah, it's called Big Brands for Less. On now at Walmart. Save money, live better.
This time it's personal.
Huh?
Guaranteed unbeatable prices based on Walmart and match policy.
This is Tom Williams, owner of Aerial Roofing. You may be thinking to yourself,
I sure hope my roof holds up this winter.
And you may be wondering,
did I wait too long to find out?
With Aerial Roofing, that's something you'll never have to worry about. Don't let the weather be a factor. We work all year round. We'll come look at your roof and let you know if it needs replacing. Sometimes you don't need a new roof. And if that's the case, we'll tell you. Aerial Roofing. We're honest about roofing.
For a free estimate, get in touch at aerialroofing.ca.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here from Bay West Rona in Vic West. I've been in the home renovation business in Victoria for over 28 years and have been lucky to work with a talented and experienced team that can help you fix, renovate, or replace anything in your home. Our convenient location across the Bay Street Bridge features a drive-through covered lumberyard, extensive hardware and plumbing selections, a top-notch paint department, and so much more. Come on in and see us, Bay West Rona, doing it right 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Here we have the museum's most interesting work, entitled Hunger. The enormous spoon symbolizes the complex economy, while the peanut butter represents the artist's desire for world peace. This work of art evokes feelings of confusion, ambition, and hunger.
Creativity is subjective. The truth isn't.
And now, onto the scrunchie sculpture.
Advertising Standards Canada, because truth in advertising matters.
Around the world, women endure terrible injustices every day. What we take for granted, they are denied. When they seek help, they face arrest, harassment, unspeakable violence, and unjust imprisonment. The Match Fund helps the world's women fight for their basic human rights.
Join the fight. Donate today at matchinternational.org.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. We are talking to Jennifer Cairns from eGurus. She is just so knowledgeable on everything tech. I met Jennifer at a seniors event, and you know, that was so interesting. I'd love to have you back, Jennifer, to talk on that too, because I have my CPCA now, which means I can deal with myself as I'm getting older. But you know, to help others, and I think it's such a great thing to help seniors communicate with grandchildren or just to learn more. And you were talking about translating, so if your grandchildren or you speak in a different tongue, there's all these possibilities now.
There's a lot more, there's a lot more translation apps out there. But the one with Skype's pretty amazing because it translates the language real time and writes it on the screen as well. I was just actually speaking with a company in Vancouver that has developed a Claris companion. You know, when I was doing the talk for you, we were talking more about delivering healthcare and, mm-hmm. and the use of technology yes. with it. This company, they've developed a software that, you know, does help with the home and the communication and for families, it's sort of like a big digital picture frame. But they've also taken that technology now and integrated it with a company down in the States that has a telephone for people that are hearing impaired. And so when they pick up the phone and they're talking, it actually puts the words on a screen that they're seeing what the person's saying.
That's so cool because, mm-hmm. you know, so many times with a hearing aid, people will take them out or they're feeding back mm-hmm. and just having that clarity.
Or if they're like my dad, they choose not to wear it.
Oh, well, that too.
Sorry, Dad. But
my dad used to always put his ear up to the kids and, you know, that was always his fun thing. Hear this, I'm bionic, you know. But they've come a long way too.
They have.
But right now we're talking about new products in the tech field that are kind of fashion oriented. Mm-hmm. And you said there was something, you know, I know makeup things had been stuff in the past where you could do, you know, something on your computer with makeup. And they were kind of, you know, old school. Now they have things where you can actually put your makeup on or see
yeah,
what
so it, now it's more mirror on the wall. They've really digitalized the
wow.
mirror. So they have a virtual mirror. When I was looking down at CES, Panasonic did their big keynote, and they came up with a virtual mirror where you sit in front and it's a bunch of cameras and they project it onto a screen and they're able to get all your flaws, figure out what type of skincare you need, not only your makeup, but what products you would best be suitable for your skin type. They also lighting and what makeup to wear in certain times of the day. I mean, they take it to a whole new level. But that was a little bit more complex if you don't have that virtual mirror or access to it. Mm-hmm. And if you're an iPhone or an iPad user, they've got an awesome app called, and I was playing around with it this morning, called Makeup Genius by L'Oreal. And what you do is you download the app. It's free. It scans your face, and then you can go and choose products. And it will literally a different looks. If you want glamour look or Oscars look, it will then project the makeup with the scan so you can see what your face looks like with that style of makeup on it.
Wow, that is so wild. I used to be a makeup artist back in the day, and you know, sitting in the makeup chair, having people in front of you and seeing what their skin was like. But to be able to actually know mm-hmm. all that is kind of miraculous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can kind of see what you would look like with that look before going to all that effort of putting
really
it on.
Cool. And also with fashion, the same thing. You're saying you don't have to go to the change room. You can actually...
Yes. So every day I was trying to get Allendon in a dress. When we were down there, they had this mirror. It was awesome. You stood in front of this camera and it scans your body. And then on the side, you can choose which clothes you want to try on. And literally, it has a 45-degree range. This one, the other one, you can spin all the way around. And it literally puts the clothes on you. And as you're moving in front of the camera, the clothes move with you. Now, I saw it the year before, and being that I used to model, that's a hard sell for me because there's something about the fabric and feeling it and how it like drapes off of your body. But this really surprised me. The technology is getting so close that you really are starting to feel how it really is going to look against your particular body type.
And that is a good point because, you know, buying things online or whatever, there is something about the feel. I could tell you must have been a model because you're not only smart, you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So that really I thought was pretty neat. I know that there is a lady in Vancouver who is working on a holographic business to virtualize change rooms. So it's really, and that would be even, I mean, that's a whole
especially
other.
Especially for bathing suits.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it might be kind of scary to see your whole image. I mean, nice if they could Photoshop it before and lie to you.
Well, I mean,
please lie to me.
Well, it'd be fun to go shopping with your friends and sit around and drink wine in a back room and then have your little avatar try on your clothes for you and sit around and critique them.
I like it. Now, do you think like this? Are you always thinking of things you could develop too?
Yes, and I always, being an entrepreneur, everywhere I look, I see. So for me, my biggest challenge, you know how people have
focus.
To-do lists?
Mm-hmm.
I have not to-do lists because I really have to stay focused and I'm always seeing new things. And it is difficult trying you know, especially with technology, it's always changing and you can see the trends. So you really do have to pick and choose what you think you're going to follow.
You can do it all, but not sometimes all at once and well.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to ask you, though, I see you have your iPad here. Mm-hmm. What do you like if you were today thinking, you know, I need my computer, my iPad? What is the thing you use the most that you like the most that's the handiest?
Well, I think for me, in my job, I have to know how to do everything, yeah. Right? And so I literally have every device. I'm very spoiled. My phone, honestly, my smartphone, I use the most out of anything, but that's because I'm on the road. I can access my web application. I mean, those are mini computers. Mm-hmm. I have an Android phone. Now, I love it, but most likely I'm going to upgrade to an Apple phone. And the reason being is that the syncing, I use a MacBook, and that's, right. You know, more of my portable computer, but then I have a Microsoft computer as well. I love my iPad, but I use that more specifically for reading books or if I'm traveling and this is very rare that I don't take my MacBook and try not to work. But if I'm just traveling and having fun, I'll probably just take my iPad because I can,
You're doing here, scanning equipment and you've got fun apps
and stuff, right? So really, I'm very spoiled because I get the best of everything and to try everything. Whenever I go and consult someone, I take a look at what do they want to do, what are they already using? And then I also take a look, my clients range from 10 to 107. So, I'm dealing with dexterity issues, disability issues. So I need to figure out what is the most user-friendly device for what they're wanting as well.
So Let's tell people if they want to get a hold of you and use your services, because you are across the country, mm-hmm. How they can do that and what kind of services you offer. Because like you say, there's different things. It's not just all about people that just would like an upgrade or know how to do stuff. You have people with specific challenges, too, that you can help with.
Mm-hmm. We work with rehabilitation clinics for people who are trying to get back into the workforce. So we cover a lot of different things. We have our website, egurus.ca. There's a contact form there that feel free to contact us through there. We have our local number, 250-590-2622. And then we also have a toll-free number, 855-832-4878.
Very good. And if you want to know more about any of my guests, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I can always let you know how to get a hold of them. Jennifer, you've given some great things today, and I hope you'll come back and join us.
I
know
love
you're
to.
With Alan a lot, but also I think, there's different kind of needs with different shows as well. Mm-hmm. And I think, I need a lot of help, and that maybe some of our audience do as well. Mm-hmm. And I think with the seniors things, too, there's a lot we can mm-hmm. let people know about that really would add quality to life, because there's nothing you can't do if you put a little effort in. Right?
Well, and hey, technology really is part of our lifestyle now, so.
It totally is. I was just saying my daughter's in Seoul, Korea, and that's a really...
Lucky girl she is. She's right in the thick of it.
No kidding. Now she can just figure out what the menu is. She's going to be doing okay.
Well, tell her to get iTranslate.
iTranslate.
And there's another app called WordLens. I don't know if you can still get it. And that will actually allow you, there's another one that will allow you to hold up your camera and it will instantly translate what the sign is from the symbols to words.
I told Jennifer she's moving into our house.
I get that a lot.
Okay, nice seeing you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
When we come back after the news talking to Coach Carrie.
The source is the place for I want that. So when you said, I want a great deal on a hot smartphone with an amazing plan, who said, we've got a great deal on a hot smartphone with an amazing plan? The source. Right now, get an awesome Samsung GS4 smartphone for $0 on a $45 a month gold plan from Virgin Mobile. You'll get unlimited texting, evening and weekend calling, lots of data and more. Plus, Virgin Mobile members get special offers from Starbucks, Cineplex, Aldo, and other great partners. The source. I want that.
If you want him to go pro, you gotta start him while he's young.
She's got to start eating healthy now, or she never will.
There are behaviors that need to be instilled in our children while they're impressionable, and kindness is the most important one. Bullying starts from a young age, but early recognition and intervention can prevent patterns of aggression from forming. February 25th is Pink Shirt Day. Join us in supporting programs that address the cause of bullying. Order your pink shirt today at pinkshirtday.ca. Presented by Coast Capital Savings.
This is Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. The sailings between Tawasin and Swartz Bay on the coastal celebration at BC Ferries are more than an hour behind schedule after a mechanical issue earlier today. The 11 o'clock sailing from Tawasin to Swartz Bay was held back because of a mechanical failure on the vessel, which took almost an hour to fix. We're also getting word of a small power outage right now on the Saanich Peninsula. It's affecting seven properties on West Saanich Road, just south of McTavish Road, along Coles Bay. BC Hydro is investigating. A man in Ottawa facing murder charges in an unsolved triple homicide has been ordered held in custody until his next court appearance.
Ian Bush appeared by video link in an Ottawa court this morning where his case was remanded until April 7th. Bush is charged in the deaths of retired tax court judge Albin Garon, his wife Ramon, and their neighbor Marie-Claire Beniscos, all of whom were in their 70s when they were brutally killed in 2007. The 59-year-old first came to police and public attention when he was charged as a suspect in an attack on an elderly Second World War vet in December. He faces an attempted murder charge in that case. Terry Pedrell, the Canadian Press. Ottawa.
The Ukrainian government and the Russian-backed separatists have completed an exchange of prisoners. Reporter Jim Heinz tells us details are sketchy.
The release took place in a remote location along the front line in the Luhansk region, which is one of the two separatist regions of Ukraine. There's no immediate indication of where any of them are heading, and exactly where the release took place was not known.
The process is part of what's outlined in a peace deal brokered by international leaders. And British Prime Minister David Cameron calls the disappearance of three teenage girls deeply concerning, and he's urging schools in the UK to be vigilant because of the 15 and 16-year-olds who flew to Turkey from London on Tuesday in what is suspected to be a bid to join the Islamic State group. Cameron says their disappearance underlines how every school and college needs to recognize they have a role to play in stopping people from joining what he called an appalling death cult. CFAX weather is coming up next.
March 2nd on TSN. 30 NHL GMs are on the clock. And so is the Trade Center team. Let Twitter's most followed hockey insiders keep you in the know about who stays and who goes. On deadline day, there's only one choice. Trade Center. Monday, March 2nd at 5 a.m. on TSN. Brought to you by Tim Hortons.
CFAX weather mainly sunny today, a high of 12 degrees. Clear and breezy tonight, a low of 3. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 10. The sunshine sticks around into early next week. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's beautiful and 12 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
At CFAX 1070, your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. With Club 1070, you'll receive exclusive offers and win prizes. What's your favorite show? Who should we interview? And what should we be talking about more? It's your opportunity to have your say. Plus, when you receive our invitation to participate, we make sure you have the chance to be rewarded. So be heard. With Club 1070. Not a member? It's easy. Click on Club 1070 at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to be here with you. We're going to talk about business now. We've been talking to Jennifer Cairns and about her business, eGurus, and what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. Someone who knows a lot about helping people is Coach Carrie Brown. She does lots for the community, lots to mentor others. She's been in business and knows the pitfalls and what you need to do to be successful. We're going to talk about reasons female entrepreneurs fail to make money in their business, and I'm sure there's a multitude of reasons. How are you, Coach Carrie? How are you, Carrie?
On the show.
Nice to talk to you. Now, Carrie, you do a lot in this town. You've been involved in business. You've been involved in coaching others. Why did you get into this line of work, and what does it bring to you?
Great question. I hired a coach myself about 20 years ago. I was looking to make a career change, and I was really stuck trying to decide what was going, you know, really what was going to be the best thing for me next. because, you know, sometimes you're getting advice from all sorts of people around you, but I wanted it to really be a good fit for me. And through the process of working with a coach, now that was a personal coach, not a business coach, but I was working with a personal coach at the time, they recommended to me, well, why don't you take a look at what I'm doing because you're so engaged in this process. And so I did, and just about 18 years ago started my my coach training, and starting originally as a personal coach. You know, what it gives to me is that two things. One of them is I know I'm, you know, my passion in life is to inspire people, and it gives me a vehicle to be able to do that. And also, I see so many people struggling in business, and for me, it just is my way that I can support them, that I can give them some of the tools, because unfortunately, just because they're good at something doesn't mean they're actually going to make any money at it.
That's so true, Carrie. And you know, I hadn't thought about this till I looked at your site, and we'll talk about that later because you have lots of great teaching moments there for people that are free. But you say when you invest in a coach like yourself, a business coach, you know, you can't really afford not to do it, because if you're going to take this on, you better learn how to do this. And it's not that everybody knows all these steps. You need to learn them.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I get a little frustrated sometimes with this whole notion out there that because if you're passionate about something, you know, follow your passion, follow your joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have this, it's this quote I say, which is, you know, doing what you love does not lead to making money. Doing what you love just leads to doing what you love.
I like that. That is so true. And I think we do have a lot of that, follow your passion. And I think you can have some of that fulfilled sometimes. Maybe it takes till later in life when you're almost retired to do something secondary, but you do have to pay the bills.
Mm.
So if you're going to think, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to do this line of work and it's going to be great because I love it, there's a lot in between.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and family and friends want to, you know, they want to be encouraging for us. They don't want to be the you know, the downers. And a lot of them don't have experience in business themselves either, so they really don't know. I think if you asked any person in business if it was going to be, you know, as challenging as, you know, spending as many hours as you were that they in the beginning, they would say it wasn't, you know, or that it is. You know, they hadn't anticipated it was going to be so much work.
And I look at the amount of people that you've helped. I mean, you have a lot of success stories of people that you've turned around. What are some of the, before we get onto the topic we're going to do today, what are some of the tips to be successful?
Well, you know, in my almost 18 years now of coaching, I've really found that there's three top challenges. There's a bunch of them, but the really three top challenges, you know, is assuming that you've got a success mindset and, you know, those sorts of things in place. But from the real sort of business acumen side of things is they're often overwhelmed, and there's some reasons behind that. We can cover that. They're often are, you know, one of the things I hear all the time is I don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a key reason for that. And also they don't know what to work on at any given time. You know, they're pulled in so many different directions. What's the thing that they need to work on that's actually going to make them have some success?
And that's so true. You know, being a realtor, I know you were a realtor, that you have to manage your own time. And that's not always easy if that's not your style. You have to know what areas to work on each day and on each file, on each person's home. And you have to divide yourself a bit.
Oh, absolutely. It's about learning how to discern at any given moment. And really, it's that piece of discerning what to work on at any given moment that is going to move whatever it is you're moving forward. So that, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of tyranny of the urgent, especially in real estate, but in a lot of service industries as well. So there's that. So you've got to deal with a crisis or something that's immediate. And so often what they need to be doing is doing some planning or some bigger picture thinking about their business, but they're so busy in it. And I also love this great phrase, is that sometimes we spend so much time trying to make money that it's actually killing our business.
That's good too. Carrie, don't you think that maybe people should come and see you before they even branch out to make sure that it's the right fit? Because you should never compare yourself to anybody and think you're a failure, but maybe it's not right for you.
Well, I certainly think whether it's a coach or whether it's, you know, doing some research, I mean, there's so much. It's really, really asking yourself, what's your reason for going into business? And, you know, this whole notion of freedom, well, freedom only comes at the point at which you've got your business so successful that you don't have to actually be in it to run it all the time. And that's a long ways down the road, and most people just aren't even aware of that. So absolutely talk to people who've been there, done that, and hear that, and hear really what kind of time it's going to take. You know, saying I want to be my own boss. Well, it's very easy to do that, but you know, the electrician, for an example, who's working for another electrician, thinks, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to charge this amount per hour myself. But they forget they've got to market, they've got to get the clients, they've got to do all the paperwork and administration. So not only doing the work in their business, they've got to do all the work on their business as well.
Oh, I'm getting tired already. And I want to be the boss of someone, maybe my dog, but even that's not working. Yeah. When we come back, more with Coach Carrie on ways to succeed in business.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
We talked to CTV's Lainey Louie, who is in Los Angeles covering the Oscars.
The Oscars are known for that one moment that gets everybody talking, and last year it was John Travolta. John Travolta, by the way, is coming back as a presenter this year, so he could repeat his feat.
On the next show, a live report from the Academy Awards, and we'll update local news every 15 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee, weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Tonight is the Monopoly Affair, a new twist on an old classic. This upscale, non-traditional, vaudeville-themed fundraiser is a hip black tie red carpet event with slumlord millionaires and property moguls all in action. It will be the talk of the town. And let's not forget Mr. Moneybags. He'll be there too, overseeing all the auctions and deals, all at the Victoria Marriott. And tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., head down to Chinatown near the gate and watch Dragon Dance and a parade for Chinese New Year's. This Wednesday, we encourage everyone to wear something pink to show that we are all working together to prevent bullying in our schools, in our communities, and online. That has been your Community Cruiser, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
It's been said that 90% of communication is nonverbal. It's not surprising, then, that Lexus has quietly been making a lot of noise with the introduction of the all-new Lexus NX Turbo SUV. With its distinctive diamond-cut exterior and Lexus's first-ever turbocharged engine, you're sure to be heard. Come in for a test drive today.
Discover the 2015 Lexus NX at the new Jim Pattison Lexus of Victoria. Well-equipped from $43,568. Across from our old Metro Lexus location, see newspaper or visit Jim Pattison Lexus Victoria for details.
Hi, I'm Al Farabee. It's never too late to help Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need, through CFAX Santas Anonymous. You can make that donation anytime by going to the Santas Anonymous website at cfaxsantas.com. It's easy, it's secure. And while you're there, find out more about how CFAX Santas Anonymous helps local children all year long.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santas Anonymous now at cfax1070.com.
Back, everybody. I'm Patty Mack, and we were talking to Carrie Brown, Coach Carrie, we call her. And today we're talking about reasons female entrepreneurs fail to make money in their biz. Carrie is a business coach and has lots of great ideas about being successful in business. And Carrie, let's talk about why don't female entrepreneurs make money or sometimes fail to make money?
Well, you know, I guess I've got sort of the three kind of top things is that they don't know how to manage their time well, which is really important. And let's face it, a lot of them are juggling, you know, family and other commitments are there. But really understanding that you know, time management is the foundation of their business and their life, good time management. You know, their clients, you know, won't experience them as being consistent and congruent if they don't manage their time well. They won't follow up when they're meant to, you know, all of that. So that just tends to, you know, reiterate itself over and over again. Also, they don't put enough systems in place. You know, they think sometimes just because it's just themselves, well, I know how to do this, why do I need to? Fact of the matter is if they did an audit, they probably would be doing things differently every single time, or a lot of things, and that's inefficient, and it's ineffective. So, you know, they have to put some systems in place. You know, start with the things that you do over and over and over again, and just create some processes so that you can do it. Plus, there's no sense in doing well that which you shouldn't be doing at all. And so often what happens is we don't delegate because we wouldn't know what to tell the person do or tell them how we want it done. So by creating those systems, then you can start having people take care of some of those things that either you don't like, you don't do well, or you won't just do because you're going to procrastinate on them.
Do you think also sometimes women in business are too nice or feel guilty or undercharge or don't charge enough?
Oh, all of those. Mm-hmm. Absolutely all of those. And I think where that comes from, which is I think the biggest thing that I see is they don't do enough planning. You already alluded to this, is they don't do any business planning before they get into business. But once they're in business, they need to be doing what I'm going to call strategic planning. And I don't want anybody's eyes to roll back when they think it sounds like a big process. But there are some clear steps they have to do. And part of that is doing some competitive analysis, looking at similar industries. And then that's going to help them build their confidence in terms of what they charge. It's really important to be able to do that. Plus, by setting those goals, then you can determine what are those steps you're going to take in order to get there.
And when you talk about systems, what kind of systems would that be? Would that be a filing or how your office is laid out? I'm sure it's a multitude of things, but what are some of the basics of that?
Well, one, Patty, that I would say for you as a realtor is, you know, you've got pre, during, and post-customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, before a person actually does business with you, they're going to experience you in some way. And so what does that look like? How do they experience you? Is that consistent every time? During the process of looking to buy a home or listing a home, that you have all these steps that are that, you know, you do every single time exactly the same way. And then post, you know, I meet so many people that they miss this critical step of staying in touch with these people who've already done business with you. And that's a marketing strategy. But they're hit and miss, they're inconsistent with it. I know I should be, but they don't do it. So it's putting those things in place that, you know, the first Monday of every month you do this, or the third Thursday of the month you do this, and getting those systems in place. So,
I love all the information I get from the guests on my show. And these are some great tips here, Carrie. Also about money, let's talk about startup money. Even being a realtor, you know, because you're a realtor, that a lot of people get into it and think, oh, it's going to be great. You need to have some money to ride out the tough times when you first start.
Mm, absolutely. And, you know, the biggest problem is that most people spend money on things that are actually in the what I would consider to be the wrong place. You know, they spend it. And don't get me wrong, people do want, you want to have a brand and you want to have that look, but they'll spend most of their time getting their website looking pretty, and they'll get their business cards all set and their brand and everything else, but they don't have a customer. And until you have strategies in place to get customers coming in, all of that is really not, you know, how are people going to know about going to your website?
Do you teach people, Carrie, about getting used to that cold calling, or getting used to knocking on doors, or getting used to asking for business?
Absolutely. All of that. And really, you know, getting down to what is their perception around marketing. Because, you know, I had a client just this week who kind of rolled her eyes and said, you know, I hate marketing and I hate being marketed to. And yet when we really unpacked it, there's lots of times that she's marketed to, but it's because it's relevant to her and it's done in a way that's authentic, she buys. And so it's this perception of what they think marketing or sales is, which is totally contrary to how they have to be.
Don't you think you need to listen as well, right? Don't assume you know it all, because you certainly don't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. By admitting, I don't know that, let me get that answer. That's a good question. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're going in business today and you want to start a coffee shop, is that a good idea? Or can you always be better than the next guy? Is there any limit to what you can do?
Well, I think that that's where, when you, like, let's say you decide, I want to open up a coffee shop, I think what you do is you have to do some analysis. And I have people walk through one, and I'm going to give you, it's an acronym. They call it, we actually call it a SWOT analysis. But I do this with clients on a yearly basis as well, because trends change. So S stands for in SWOT, is strengths. So what are your strengths? W is for weaknesses. What are your weaknesses? What are your competitors' weaknesses? What are your competitors' strengths? O for opportunity. So looking at the market, and is there a particular twist on it? So, you know, a few years ago, it might have been the gluten-free thing, or, you know, there might be a certain area of town, or you're doing everything that's local. So there's an opportunity there. Threats. So you want to look at, what are the threats in the marketplace? You know, this is where taking a look at, you know, a big named competitors coming into town around the corner. Well, that, you know, picking location, that would be a really important piece around that. And then that SWOT actually has a double T on the end, which is trends. you know, you might be really good at making buggy whips, but if nobody's riding buggies anymore, then you don't, you know, you're not gonna...
Oh, I love Downton Abbey, so maybe I'm okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you need to do that research ahead of time.
Wow. You've given us some great tips today, Carrie. If people want to get a hold of you for business coaching, how would they go about that?
Well, there's two ways. One of them is for my one-to-one direct coaching. They can reach me at Carrie, spelled K-E-R-R-Y, at successbizcoach.com. So Carrie at successbizcoach.com. I have a website with that same name as well. But if they want to go on, and you alluded to a lot of the free videos, I've got, I think, about 46 free videos and lots of resources. I have a website called hangoutwithcoachcarrie.com.
And you do videos every Monday?
I do, every Monday, and they're archived there, and so they can go and watch them at any time, so they don't need to necessarily see them live at 9 a.m. Monday mornings on Google Hangouts, but they can reach me through there as well.
Well, I think you've given some great tips, and I really encourage people to contact Carrie because, you know, it's a big thing to maybe quit a job and start something new without really knowing what you're doing. And just like if you get counseling ever in your life, I think there's always more we can learn about ourselves and our strengths and our weaknesses and people that have done it before and can maybe help us and make some shortcuts and make it a lot easier on ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And even the person who's been in business for 5 years, you know, you've maybe reached a ceiling or maybe you're pulling your hair out. You know, that's the perfect time. I think it's most important to admit that we can. There's always somebody else who can give us a different perspective, maybe kick our butt, maybe give us a different perspective and continually learning. You look at all the successful, you know, Fortune 500 people in the world, most of them have coaches of some form or other. And so it's really important that people understand that it isn't a sign of weakness. That's actually a sign of strength to say, I've reached, you know, given what I've got, what I know, this is the stage I'm at. In order for me to make changes, I need input from somebody else.
Right. And at 5 years or wherever, you might have some bad habits that have been ingrained too. So it's a good time to maybe shake it up and learn something new.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes at that point, you maybe have an employee and you're having chop problems with employees. So there's so many aspects of business. It's not a simple process. And unfortunately, unless you've got that trusted advisor there who's got the whole picture in mind, you're going to have your lawyer and you're going to have your accountant and your bookkeeper, but they don't see that big picture stepping back. They're not going to help you brainstorm marketing strategies and look at who is your target audience.
You betcha. Well, get Coach Carrie on your side. Thank you so much for joining us today, Coach Carrie, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Patty.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Marion Evamy from Red Art Gallery.
Hillside Center and Wild Vision Edutainment presents this Wednesday's Ocean Talk at the spectacular Ocean Wall. Killer Whale Photography's Mark Mallison will update us on new baby orca J51. The Surfrider Foundation's focus is marine debris, while UVic Ocean Sciences Professor J.T. Cullen discusses the Fukushima disaster and its effects on marine life. 7 p.m. start in the food court at Hillside Center with refreshments served. To experience the ocean wall, visit hillsidecenter.com and click on events.
Oh, I like yard work.
Take the hard work out of your yard work. Visit Integrity Sales for quality equipment and products that make your yard work easier. Quality is a priority at Integrity Sales. They do soil analysis, they formulate their fertilizer and grass seed blends with performance in mind, and they have all types of yard and garden tools that help you work like a pro. When it's time to enjoy yard work, it's time for Integrity Sales.
I love my yard.
Integrity Sales, 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Oh, look, you have to replace your windshield. Woohoo! You've been wanting a free interior shampoo. That free courtesy car is great. The lifetime no-leak warranty ain't bad. New free wiper blades are good. Oh, and not having to deal with your insurance company is always pretty nice. First Response Glass takes care of you, hassle-free. In Saanich on Glanford and Van Isle Way in Langford. Hassle-free, First Response Glass fixes it.
Fueled with unbeatable performance, finely tuned and powerfully programmed, the all-new 2015 Discovery Velocity Channel
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
has arrived. Test drive the all-new Discovery Velocity, the ultimate channel for the ultimate car enthusiast. Buckle up and hang on. Discovery Velocity, free preview until March 31st. Check your television guide to watch now.
911. What's your emergency?
It's my husband. He's having a heart attack.
We are a male, 44 years old. Possible myocardial infarction. He's going into arrest.
Talking again. Clear.
His heart is severely damaged.
Can you fix it?
We're hoping it can fix itself if we can get the cells to multiply.
The race to save lives starts with research. Your donations to Heart and Stroke help fund the best medical minds in the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle on CFAX 1070. Great show so far, and it's going to keep continuing. We've got Jennifer Cairns was on first, and Coach Carrie. Now we've got Marion Evamy, three great all-stars from the Red Art Gallery. It's her high five, their five-year anniversary. And if you don't know the Red Art Gallery, it's in Oak Bay. It is vibrant, upbeat, the happiest gallery in Victoria. Some of you may know Marion from her pup art, but she's got all kinds of art. Her and Bob run a very happy and successful business. How are you, Marion?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, I know you love what you do, and you've had great success at it. How are things at the Red Art Gallery?
Things are great at the Red Art Gallery. We're celebrating high five because it's the beginning of our fifth year. So we figured high five in the context of congratulations and celebration was a great theme for the show this month. Although I was kind of surprised, I was talking to a 20-something the other day, and they hadn't heard the term high five. Am I dating myself or what?
I know, and you got to look at the elbow when you do the high five.
Yes, exactly.
That way you get it. Your art, you've got, you know, of course, pop art. We have Sophie and Zuzu and Taco, and our friend Debbie has Copper, but lots of people know you through that, but you have all kinds of art that you do as well. That's just a passion because you have your dogs that have been in the studio. Tell us about the art that you display at the Red Art Gallery.
Well, funny you should mention the happiest gallery in Victoria. I had a lady in a couple of days ago who was from Halifax, and she actually declared us the happiest gallery in all of Canada.
Wow. So. It's not pretentious. It's welcoming.
No. And I think that's probably what we've really strived to do in the 5 years we've been in the business, is to sort of dispel the myths of galleries being places that are intimidating or that you have to know a lot about art to go in.
Uh-huh.
So we're very friendly. We welcome everybody. Our artwork is very accessible. It's well priced, and it's happy. We concentrate on artists who like to paint sort of happy subject matter, lots of color, texture, that kind of thing. So it's a really great experience coming to the gallery and enjoying what we have to offer. So,
and for you, you were a realtor years ago, very successful, and you're so happy doing this. Is this like a gift, getting to do this now?
It is. It absolutely is. I when I was a realtor, and I know you're still in the business, when I was a realtor, the way I used to recall homes was by the art that I saw in the home.
Wow.
So I knew there was there was always a pull to the art side, my love of art. So I found that this, when I started the art and started doing the dog portraits, that was really where my heart was. So I was lucky enough to sort of transition out of real estate and into being a full-time artist. And I'm living the dream now, for sure.
And I just want to, we've got, you know, 40 seconds left here. I just want to talk a little bit about positioning of artwork and maybe switching things around this time of year, or maybe adding a new piece, like a happy piece from your gallery.
Yes, yeah. It's always fun to move your art around in the house. It's amazing how you sort of can start to get used to a piece when you see it day after day in the same position. So it's fun to mix them up. And certainly, we always welcome people coming into the gallery and looking to add new pieces to their collection. And we're happy to give advice or help you come and rehang a room with the existing art you have.
Ooh, that would be nice, too. And whereabouts are you, Marion, when people
want
to come by?
2249 Oak Bay Avenue, and that's basically just at the corner of Monterey and Oak Bay Avenue.
So go buy some flower steak. Go buy a piece of art for Marion. Get happy, and she can help you hang it in your house. What more can you ask for, right?
Absolutely.
Marion, thank you for so much. We just cherish our pieces from you.
Thank
they are
you,
beautiful.
Patty.
Thank you, Josh. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.